You're listening to Foul Monkeys. Yay. This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky.
I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Wow, Gina, that was really exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's dedicated to Anonymous.
Yeah, this person said that we were boring on iTunes and that we needed to come up with even more material.
Yay, something.
We're so boring.
Yay.
What do you guys think?
You know what? Fuck you, Anonymous. Who fucking cares?
You, Anonymous. Whatever.
You start paying us, and then we'll
right.
Talk.
Okay. So this person leaves a lovely message on iTunes saying that we're boring and that we need to come up with something original because there's hundreds of podcasts out there like ours.
No shit.
Well, you know what? You're not doing a podcast, and we don't hear you making up shit, so shut the fuck up.
Yes. Of course we know there's fucking hundreds more out there doing it. Oh, fucking well, they're doing it too. What the fuck? Who cares?
We're doing our own thing. It doesn't matter what everyone else is doing it. So
I'm sucking dick, are you?
Exactly.
Okay.
I was. This weekend. Yes, but that's the last episode, the past podcast, so we'll just leave it at that. So we had Gaze Okay. You know, he's like our number one fan so far.
Hi, Gaze. We love you.
He actually sent us a song.
Yes, thank you.
And we are going to play that. Maybe, I guess, at the end. Should we play it at
sometime.
The end?
Yeah, or we'll get on here sometime.
Yeah. So, we want to really say that we really appreciate it, and we love the publicity that you're giving us.
Yes.
More people are discovering us. There's, when I went to Bears in Paradise, there were people there that already knew that I had a podcast, so that was good.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So, all of you guys, Stars. You can keep plugging us. Yes. That would be great.
Feels good, too.
Like I said, we had a bad review on iTunes, but you know what?
Who fucking cares? That's two of them so far, because first we were sick.
Right. Oh, and then someone left a comment on our webpage that said I sound like the kid on Malcolm in the Middle. I guess it's
Malcolm
in the...
the Middle.
The Middle. Oh.
Is... is... Ricky... And
I know that I...
You're listening.
I know that I sometimes tell my stories a little slow, but that's only because Gina or Ryan or Misty, they're always fucking interrupting me. So if I don't say it slowly, then it never gets through.
How about that, bitch?
Shut the fuck up. God damn it, I'm fucking talking. Fucking whore. Shit.
Whatever.
Can I fucking talk?
Whatever.
I am the producer. You listen to me, goddammit.
Whatever.
Anyway. Love you, Gina.
Yes, mean it. We love you too, Canuck.
Oh, yeah, Canuck. Canuck Cub.
Mm-hmm.
Left a message. Is that who left? That's not who left
Kathy.
Huh?
That's the same one.
Oh, I thought you said that was Kathy.
Oh, no.
That's Canuck Cub. I want to know who you are, because I don't know how you heard about us, but if you would, like, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or leave a comment on our website, or actually sign up for our Frapper map at the Kingdom map on the link on our page. But we want to know who you are, because we have been asking Kathy to come on, and I think maybe we're going to get her on the next episode, maybe?
Hopefully. We'll
hope we're going to work around her schedule, because, you know, she is the diva.
Mm-hmm.
But we are trying to fulfill your request. We're not ignoring you. We promise. But we would really like to know who you are. We want to see if you're cute or not, too.
Your secret.
Well, all of our listeners are cute.
In their own way.
Well, you don't have to make them sound special. Damn.
We're all special. We're all special people.
So, Gina, you're on vacation this week, you bitch.
Yes.
You whore.
Yes, I know.
I hate you.
Everybody else does, too. Yep.
Well, that's okay, because I started my new job next Monday.
Yay.
Or Tuesday. But,
one of these days, I'll get out of hell, too.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't taste too good. Mm. My water tastes funny.
We also have another shout-out to give out to the big old NC. North Carolina.
Yeah. I'm not gay. I'm just from North Carolina.
That's just my accent. Hey, Matt.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, Matt. How are you?
Big shout-out to you. Thanks for the email.
Do you sound gay, too, Matt? Maybe you should send us an audio bit to our email so we can maybe hear you.
Yeah.
That's up to you. But we'd like to give a shout-out. He begged and pleaded in the email he sent to us. He said that he loved us and that please give him a shout-out. Yes. So we did.
So shout-out to Matt. Yay.
Woot, woot. So, what are we going to talk about today, John?
Who the fuck knows? Whatever. Let's just not be boring.
Oh, because we're very boring.
Yeah,
it's so sad.
Of other people.
And we're fucking sick.
Yeah. He almost threw up.
What was so sick about our comment, or what'd you say that was so sad about the person that said we were boring? Remember, you go, no, what's really sad about that comment is he said that he wasn't going to go slit his wrist.
Yes. Why didn't you leave that comment? God, if I had to listen to your podcast again, I'm going to go slit my wrist. Where was that at? Jeez, if you're going to be dramatic and tell us we're boring and shit, you know, give us an incentive to, you know, change it.
Right. Please. I mean, just telling us that just, who gives a fuck? We just made fun of you.
Really?
I mean, if you really want to get your point across, you have to do something really good.
Oh, yeah.
Really interesting, like all the other 100 listeners that we have. Ooh, we're bitchy today, aren't we? Well,
that's what happens when you get, you know, comments you ask for.
John, I guess what? We're doing our 10th episode.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe it? 10 in, what, 5 weeks?
Damn. Jeez.
Maybe.
Well, like, I think something like that, because we started on 429.
Well, let's check the website. The website will tell when we started it.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Wasn't that our first official post, the pilot, was on 429?
I don't know. Let's see here.
Inquiring minds want to know.
You know, because we love Mac so much. We're looking at a Mac computer right now.
We are up to 80. Big shout out to Chris.
And April 29th is our first episode, yes. So.
Which, oh yes, we also want to remind you people that too. The person who does our wonderful hosting is revamping. We finally got an email, and he is revamping his site and asked us to hold off on giving
advertising him,
you know, props on our site. So as soon as he gives us that info, we're going to get him linked up to our site. He is so awesome. He's great. He's not
great.
Boring either.
Did we have someone else from? Looking at the Frapperman. Oh, we have a new listener, too, on our kingdom map. Matt in Bradenton, Florida. I don't recall him being on there, right?
I don't either.
He's new.
Yeah.
And we also have... you know what? Angela tried to sign up for it, and she's not showing up on our map yet. So I don't know what that's about.
She was telling me that, too.
Oh, Matthew joined our map, too. Thank you, Matt. Foul Monkeys, yes, we're at the website, and I want to personally say that the links on our page, you have to go listen to these podcasts, because they're great.
Yes.
The ones that I have, or that I suggest to go listen to, is B-Talk, which is five guys in Minnesota.
Yes.
They're,
very
like,
funny.
Best friends, they like, cut on each other, but it's like a love-hate relationship between all five of them.
Exactly.
We have Bear Podcast, which is out of Texas, and, you know, they're more of a serious kind of podcast. They talk about bear events and movies and things like that. And we have Don and Drew, which are my idols. I know. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to record a introduction for them and send it to them, and they'll put it on their podcast.
Oh, wow.
So all we have to do is say, you're listening to Don and Drew, and you can dial da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And after you do that, you can visit foulmonkeys.com and download our show or whatever.
Just hope I don't cut that part off.
Yeah, that'd be kind of... I don't think they would.
Don and Drew's...
Then
unfortunately, then we'd have to cut on them.
Yeah, they're cool.
So if y'all, you know, may by chance listen to this podcast and y'all get that, please don't cut us, because we don't want to cut you on you.
And also the PNS Explosion. I think they're probably one of the best comedy
really?
Podcasts that are out there.
I mean, yeah, I liked them. I haven't, like, fully gotten into them. I've listened to a few episodes, and I liked them.
Well, they had a guest from another podcast on the past two episodes they've had, and they were great. They're funny. You should listen to them.
One of my favorite is, it's a geek one, since Gina is a geek, is This Week in Tech.
Gina's a geek and boring.
Yeah.
Nerd alert, nerd alert, nerd alert.
God, it's so boring in here. These voices are starting to talk to me again.
Oh, okay, and by the time they listen to this episode, I don't think we mentioned it in the last episode we recorded with James, but I did include a picture of him on the website here. So, if you want to see James, go to Monkey Guests on our website, and you'll see a picture of James and myself on there. So, the weather's been kind of crappy here today.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really cloudy, like no sun today at all.
It acts like it's been wanting to rain all fucking day, but it hasn't.
Just hurricane season.
Ooh, we're going to get blown. Fuck. Wow.
Not blown. I like to get blown, but I don't like my house to be blown.
Oh, no. Just me. I'm greedy, bitch. Blow me and me only. Fuck
okay,
house.
Take your whole house away. Go ahead, Hurricane Rita.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know, that reminds me of that. I refer to her as the bulldog bull dyke at work.
The bulldog bull dyke?
Yes.
The bulldog bull...
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Urethra?
Yes, that's what
Urethra?
She reminds me of that.
Yeah, she can be kind of harsh sometimes, but, that's her nature. She's Southern, she's Christian, she's,
That explains everything.
So, I don't want to keep going on about that comment, but come on now, we're new at this.
What's that?
About how boring we are. I'm going back to that. You know, we are new to this. We are trying to do other things other than what other podcasts are doing. And sometimes, maybe that person didn't even listen to all the episodes.
Oh, well.
They could have listened to the last episode. Exactly. And they wouldn't, they don't know until they've listened to all of them. Yeah. But we try to make it interesting. We have we're going to have more guests planned. There's someone that said on our page that they wanted more skits.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on that. It just takes a lot of creative work. And you guys have to remember that we also have full-time jobs and we go to school full-time. So,
and we're not getting paid for this shit either.
Right.
So we're doing it
so
for free.
So please be patient with us. We are working on it.
Yes.
It just takes a lot of time for us to do it.
And we go. We're boring again.
I mean, it's to the point where we don't have a lot of time that we're actually instant messaging ideas at work to each other.
Oh, yeah. That's well, what do you think we should talk about tonight? I don't know. Let's see. Let's talk about fake orgasms.
Right.
Like that.
I mean, we have to come up with stuff, and
we're gonna have to come up with a boring alert.
Yeah.
We have some kind of an annoying sound that when we start to get boring, hit it so that it'll wake
some of the listeners that we have. Maybe you can come up with a boring, sound so that when we start to get boring, we can just start play it like
right.
Boring.
God, this is boring. So boring. We'll slip my wrist.
Oh, Gina, guess my cat Lolo ran away.
Aw.
She hasn't been back. She wasn't. Remember when Daryl was fucking with her that weekend?
I think he fucked her.
I don't know what Daryl the fuck he did to her, but two days later, she zoomed out the door and she has not come back since then.
He scares me.
He's your cousin.
I don't give a fuck. He still scares me. He is such a Special Olympics diva that he is just Mr. Attitude.
He
is refusing to give us a picture right now.
I know he's still refusing, but he's supposed to be coming in this Saturday, right?
You never know with him.
I think he said that he was going to be visiting us on Saturday. I really can't understand his voice messages because, he gets real excited when he's, I think... Because he's a superstar.
Oh, yeah. And he's such an asshole. Since you won't give us a picture of you, can I have a picture of your limo? Oh, I'll think about it.
Did
I'll fucking think about it.
Did you get the email from Kevin that said, what about this song for...
I saw that. I think we ought to link to it, but maybe not necessarily have it as his song, but definitely link to it. I love that. That's
isn't
cool.
That great? Fizer dun, fizer dun, ding, ding.
Fizer dun, ding, fizer dun. I got the goal, I got the goal.
Three apple pies, ding, fizer dun, ding, fizer dun.
We have one of our listeners sent us his suggestion for a Daryl song. We love the song. It's great. We're going to put a link to it so everybody else can hear it. So make sure you go to the site. But I think we ought to do a fresh one by him.
That's also another thing. I mean, we are still trying to be creative and work on our own time, and so we have. You know, we're trying to get Ryan involved with it because he's really good at, like, being creative and things like that. So we're going to talk with him and see if maybe we can all get together and start doing some theme songs, writing out skits.
Right,
because
exactly.
I mean, when Kelly Pickler was here, that was all like, you know, oh, I'm Kelly. Oh, Kelly's back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, when I was here, that was just... impromptu. I mean, it was just...
She just came out of the closet and scared everybody.
Boom. I mean, scared all of us.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to come up with stuff. I don't even know what calamari is. I mean, hello, I am an American Idol. I don't have to know what calamari is.
Those are Italian fried cock rings.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, I wonder if they taste really good on Simon's cheesy penis.
Oh, yes. Mm. Nice and rubbery.
Yummy. Mm-hmm. I love the taste of rubber. Mm-hmm. It's real good.
It's rich.
I love it when Simon makes me put the rubber in my mouth and slide it. and slide it down his cock. He just loves it. But then that cheese starts to ooze out, and it's just grody,
yes.
And it don't taste like ricotta at all.
British cheese.
Vagina! I mean, you know, you have to come up with ideas, and we may have it on a piece of paper, but it doesn't come out that way. So, you know... This is kind of like a serious podcast today, Jono.
You know what? My only question is, why in the fuck are we explaining to that anonymous asshole that posted that anyway?
I don't know. How about I want to delete all this bullshit? Anyway, we're done with that comment.
Yeah,
fuck you. We're done with you. Please don't fucking listen anymore because you just are a fucking loser. Ooh, they might put a concern about us, though, because if we're talking about them on a podcast, they might put a concern in.
We're not naming any names. It's just anonymous. We're not.
Oh yeah, if they would have. That's true.
Yeah.
So, sorry, anonymous.
Turn it off. You have the power.
Oh, I was like, turn it off. You want me to turn off this podcast?
The anonymous person that was so nice and wonderful to tell us how fucking boring we are.
So when's is your friend A? You know, I don't know if I could say his name yet.
Oh no!
Can we say his name?
No, because he's coming under a different person.
Oh, okay, name. Okay. Do you know?
Whenever the heavenly God sent him our way.
We've been working on him forever.
I know.
We've been like working on his ass.
I actually got him to my house when we actually messed around with this shit.
Oh, you did? Did you record anything?
Yes.
Well, you didn't send it to me?
No, I just deleted it because we were just talking.
I want to hear what he sounds like.
You know, I was just getting.
Man, we've been working on his ass for a long time. I mean, we've been trying to.
Trying to get him on.
Does he have a cute ass? Can you talk about that?
me personally, no, because
he's your friend.
He's my straight friend, so.
Oh, well, so. we'll have to see, I guess.
He's a big guy, put it that way.
He's a big guy?
Yeah.
Like me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, I have to
very,
check him out.
Nice, open-minded person. You know?
That's cool.
You don't give a fuck, you know.
Yeah, I like having, I like having straight friends that are willing bend the rules and have fun.
Yes.
Like Ryan. Ryan's great. I mean, he's like, I'm not gay or anything, but you know, I'll talk about butt sex. Just as long as there's a vagina near it, I think he's okay.
Yes. Just put a vagina beside me. That way, whenever I'm talking about all this gay stuff, I can look over there and be like, reminded me of my heterosexuality.
Right. Finbar, my dog, is trying to be in the show, aren't you?
Huh?
Aren't you? See? He's trying to be in the show. Wow, we're only doing 20 minutes so far.
Would you like to speak about that one, since we're sick? Let's talk about facials.
Oh, and how they're really good for your face? Yes.
And I've been doing a little bit, looking into some research and everything, because I've been curious about this, the semen and facials. And it seems as though all the stuff I have read indicates that semen is good for facials.
Well, I know.
Oh, you got some facials, didn't you, this weekend?
No, I did not get any facials this weekend. No. China, you're embarrassing me.
Oh,
stop.
Whatever.
My face is red as my shirt right now.
Yes, it is.
But, no, like, I don't know. Have you ever seen a bukkake?
I've heard of them, yes.
Okay, let me explain what a bukkake is. A bukkake, I guess, is a Japanese tradition, or a Japanese practice,
right,
where a woman lays down and, like, 50 or 60 guys, like, come all over her. Just stand up and come.
Right, yeah.
But it's called a bukkake. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if you had a bukkake on your face, how good that would be for you.
Well, from what I understand from the research, some people are doing, and this one porno chick that's trying to get it going down in Mexico is... She's actually using the semen part of cum, not the actual little spermy guys,
right,
but the semen part. And supposed to get rid of wrinkles and tighten the skin up. So the next time that your husband wants to blow a wad on your face, women out there, quit bitching about it. He's giving you a free facial.
Right.
He's thinking of your beauty.
I'm sure that's what he's thinking of, China.
Honey, come here, let me give you a facial. You know you need to get rid of them wrinkles.
That's great. That's
Do you think it works if you give your own self a facial?
No, because I don't like the mess.
Do you think you would get rid of wrinkles if you, you know, gave yourself one?
I don't know. I mean, I've given myself a facial on accident, you know, plenty of times. I can't, you know, yes, I'm a shooter. I've hit the wall behind me a couple times, too, but...
it's better than just, you know, doing, being like
an oozer. An oozer is kind of boring, but
like
if it's a lot, it's kind of
boring. We're oozers.
Oh, oozers are boring like us.
But yeah, they
say that
it's good for you.
Yeah, and you could peel it off like Elmer's glue,
yes,
too. That would be great. Oh, and then you could be like on the movie Goldfinger, you know, where he peels the skin off and then he puts it in the little container and then eats it.
Yes.
So you can have like a cum snack later.
Oh, yes. But then they also should use these actual, I guess there's a sperm part of it, for hair removal. Because I don't know if you ever gotten cum on you and it's dried and you go to pull it off and there's hair.
It just pulls that shit right off.
I mean, it's perfect hair removal.
That's why instead of rubbing, you dab the towel on.
Yes.
If you pat the cum, it will leave good.
Yes.
I mean, leave good.
Leave good.
What the fuck? Was I born and raised in Polk County or what?
Yeah,
God damn.
So. You're...
No, I wasn't China.
He's
you pat the cum. You don't rub the cum.
Right.
You only rub the cum when you're giving yourself a facial.
Right.
You pat the cum if you want to get clean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone repeat after me. Pat the cum. Pat the cum.
Pat it clean. Rub it in.
Rub it in. Rub it in.
So,
could you imagine... Hey, Daddy, could you come give me a big old facial?
Sure, baby. Come here.
Okay.
Let's go in the bathroom right here.
It'd be really hot if the guy was like, let me give you a facial, you bitch.
There you go, sweetie. Just rub it right on in.
Mm, and it tastes good on the lips, too.
Yes. It helps poof your lips.
Daddy, kiss me.
Ew.
Snowball. That's another whole thing right there. Woo! Maybe some of the listeners don't know what a snowball is, but that's when, like, you know, you're giving a blowjob or whatever, and the guy comes in your mouth, and then you turn around and kiss him, and then he sucks his cum into his mouth.
Ooh.
Let's go to snowball. You can see that on Clerks, the movie Clerks.
Cool.
It's on that movie. But, yeah, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what felching is, don't you?
Felching. I've heard the name before.
Oh, it's like, I never heard of it until my ex Kevin told me what it is. But it's like when a guy is fucking you up the ass and he comes and then he sucks it out, the cum out of your ass.
Ew.
Isn't that gross?
Ew.
Oh, I'm about to throw up right now.
God. Felt-alicious.
No, not really. Me.
Butt salad.
Ooh, caca poochie.
Can I have some butt ranch? Butt ranch dressing.
Salad shooter. That's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. You remember that commercial? Salad shooter.
Oh, yeah. Salad shooters. Good God. So, yeah, this is just wonderful, fucked up day right now.
China, I've been really bad this week ever since I got back from St. Petersburg. I have not gone into work on time for 2 days in a row. I'm supposed to be at work at 7, and I don't get there till 10.
I don't blame you. Fuck all that shit.
I know. I'm starting a new fucking job. Know, fuck right? You. Fuck the phone company.
That's right. Fuck them in
just don't turn
ass.
Off my cell phone.
That's right.
That's all that I ask, okay? And if you'd like to make a donation for my cell phone payment, you can send that by mail to our post office box.
That is P.O. Box 3498, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Yeah. You know what else is sad, though? I'm sadsies. I'm sad. Because my LiveJournal account expires in 2 days, and I'm not going to be able to buy it again for 2 more weeks. Because I have to pay my rent out of this paycheck.
Oh. Okay.
You know, that's kind of, it sucks leaving on your, or living on your own. Some people only have, like, $200 rent payments. Gina.
Yeah.
Whatever, I hate you.
Such a
okay,
whore.
Let me tell you how much it costs to live where I live. Lakeland, Florida. For a one-bedroom apartment, where there is nothing around us... I pay $625.
Fucking ridiculous.
Gina's apartment, which is probably 2 times bigger than mine.
Yes.
Her bedroom is as big as my living room and my dining room put together,
it's
probably.
It's ginormous.
And has cathedral ceilings.
Yes. For my swing set.
I don't recall seeing that yesterday.
They were hidden.
Oh. Okay.
Girl's got to put her toys away when she has company.
Oh, yeah. You know? What else do you have in there that I don't know about?
Just wait till you...
That's yeah. Okay, thanks.
I know, right?
But Gina pays a good, what, $250 less than me?
Yes.
Isn't, that's ridiculous. And you live 2 miles down the road from me.
Right. That, what the fuck is up with Lakeland and raising all...
It'd be different if our if our incomes were going
up. I know,
up.
Right? The housing
like
goes
Florida,
up enough to
like,
fucking pay.
I don't know. The companies, yeah, like, the company we work at do not believe in cost of living raises.
Mm-mm.
Our cost of living raise is the raise we get every year, and
exactly.
That's only up to 5%.
Exactly. And you, your motherfucking ass mostly has to come to work on time and be there all the time to get that, too.
I missed 5.5 days this year. I was there 98% of my time.
Right.
And I'm only going to get a 2.5% raise.
That's fucked.
Someone text messaged me.
Aw.
Sorry, I have to answer him real quick.
Ooh. Dick calling. And anybody that has, like, encryption type stuff, you can take this, these little beep, 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 beep and figure out what he's saying.
Anyway, no, it's someone online, and I'm, he wants to talk to me, but I'm doing a podcast right now, so I can't. So I just told him, you know, that
we'll
I could not do
shortly.
That.
We will be with you shortly.
We will be with you shortly. So, you know, James has been putting me through torture, because he's been sending me all these hot-ass pictures of these
good
Latin cub and bears.
That is so cool.
No, that's not good.
Yes,
that's not good for me, Gina, because there's not a lot of them around Lakeland for me to find. So I'm going to turn it into a whore. But no, I don't want you to know that I'm a whore. But it's going to be too late because they heard the last...
Right, yeah.
I'm confused.
He's a whore.
We're keeping these... We're like stockpiling these, and I forget the date, so you've already heard about my weekend already.
Right, yeah.
You already know that I'm a whore.
We're at 30 minutes. We probably...
Yeah, so we're going to go for this one now.
You're just, like, really confused right now.
I know. I'm all... It's because we're so boring.
See what sex does to you people? If any kids out there are listening, now you see what happens when you have sex. It makes you confused.
Yeah, so you should not do it until you're married.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, well, we're going
to
go ahead
and attempt to try to be, you know.
So maybe we'll have to cut that out. We'll have to cut the laugh out.
Fuck all that.
It's a joke.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and end the show.
Yes.
We want to remind you that you can visit our website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Or you can...
I'm not finished.
Oh, excuse me. Whatever.
You can make comments. Make sure that you join our kingdom map. Make sure you visit all the links that we have on the side there. We really enjoy your comments, negative or positive. We love it. But just don't be anonymous. That's not... I mean... You know, if you're going to... We respect the negative comment more if you leave your name.
Or initials.
Or initials. It's not going to be like the person we talked about before because, you know, they were shitty and they couldn't leave their name.
They can leave a fake name.
Yeah. So, you know, just if you're going to give us a comment, leave it on the page. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no problem. We are trying to do our better, you know, trying to do our best. And go ahead, Johnny. You can go ahead with your part now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, or you can send us an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Please, you know, send away.
Also, you can visit iTunes and
leave a
search for us. You can leave a comment or review there. We'd really, really appreciate that.
Yes.
And also, you can go to Podcast Alley. We are giving them a bunch of shit to go to.
I know, right? And nobody's going anywhere.
Maybe we shouldn't do this, like, every
episode.
We should do, like, two each episode. See, this is how we make plans. We could just do two plugs.
And then
we have to do the website.
We forget that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay.
We're just going to fuck all the rest. We just plug ourselves.
Right.
Go to our website and email our asses.
Right.
You know,
okay,
get to the
podcast,
fuck it. We don't care. Whatever.
Right. So we want to say have a good day and we love you guys. We want you to. I did the peace sign when I said I love you guys.
Aww.
That's sweet. We love the fact that, you know, at least just 10 people are listening to us. We don't care. But it just makes us feel good when we see our download numbers go up.
Right.
So please tell everyone out there about us. If there's a favorite episode that you guys like, tell them to download that episode first and then download all the other episodes. Because some of them are all funnier than others. So
that's for you to decide.
Right.
Not us.
I want to... in the show was saying thank you. We really appreciate everything. And you have a great week and peace out.
Yes, and just, you know, tell the people that you don't like. You know, fuck them. So, well, bye. Fuck you.
What the?
You got it. Oh, gosh.
Should we keep that in the...